Support for WEFT Radio comes from Urbana Arts and Culture, providing resources such as arts grants, artist opportunities, events, and other arts and culture programming. Since 2008, the program fosters a city where all residents may engage with the arts and where artists thrive and are valued. The City of Urbana's Arts and Culture program continues to celebrate Urbana's artistic and cultural diversity. More information can be found at urbanail.gov or on facebook.com/urbanapublicarts.
And you are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Stay tuned now for Disability Beat. This is Disability Beat, a public affairs program for and about people with disabilities. It's about social justice, community supports, inclusion, accessibility, freedom, and choice. My name is Vicki Nicewander, and I'm the host of this program and also the parent of a fantastic young woman with a disability.
The views and opinions expressed here are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT, its board of directors, associate station manager, or Prairie Air Incorporated.
Stay tuned for an interview with self-advocate Tavares Wesley on an important effort in Illinois called Rev Up. But first, disability news for the week of November 3rd, 2025. New guidance from the American Academy of Pediatrics advises against using the drug Lecovorin in children with autism. The Academy says there isn't enough evidence to support its routine use, even though interest has surged since the Trump administration officials promoted the decades-old drug in September as a possible treatment for autism-related symptoms. Lecovorin is typically prescribed to offset side effects from chemotherapy or certain types of anemia. The pediatric group said some small studies suggest potential benefit for children with a rare condition called cerebral folate deficiency, but larger trials are needed to know if it's safe or effective for autism more broadly. Doctors are urged to discuss the limited evidence with families and carefully monitor any child who takes the drug. Nearly one in four U.S. adults is caring for a loved one with a disability or complex medical condition, and new research shows that where you live makes a big difference. A report from the AARP and the National Alliance for Caregiving finds state policies on paid leave and respite care shape how hard or sustainable family caregiving can be. Nationwide, there are about 63 million caregivers. The share ranges from 20% in Washington, D.C. to 34% in Mississippi. 18% receive some pay, often through Medicaid programs, but that varies, just 10% in Iowa versus 28% in New Jersey. Researchers say those gaps drive major financial strain. In Georgia, 59% of caregivers report money stress, compared to 34% in Minnesota. Advocates are calling for policies that compensate and better support the nation's invisible backbone of long-term care. A federal judge has indefinitely blocked the U.S. Department of Education from laying off nearly all staff in its special education office. Judge Susan Ilston of the Northern District of California ruled that the government's plan to cut 121 workers during the shutdown was likely, quote, arbitrary and capricious, and possibly political retaliation. The order keeps employees in the Office of Special Education and Rehabilitative Services on the payroll until the shutdown ends. Advocates say the pause is critical but temporary. Denise Marshall of the Council of Parent Attorneys and Advocates called the layoffs a, quote, horrific decimation, warning that the threat to students with disabilities remains. Former federal official Stephanie Smith Lee said without reversing the cuts, the Education Department won't be able to enforce or fund the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. Department officials have not commented on whether they'll appeal the ruling. And finally, Special Olympics is asking musician Kid Rock to apologize after he used the R word during a recent live TV appearance. Loretta Claiborne, the organization's chief inspiration officer and a seven-time gold medalist, wrote an open letter urging Kid Rock to acknowledge the hurt caused and reject language that demeans people with intellectual disabilities. Claiborne said the word has a long and painful history of being used to belittle and dehumanize people like her. She shared that growing up, she heard it often and that it still hurts today, but she hopes this moment can be used to teach and move forward together. The slur was officially removed from federal law in 2010 under Rose's Law, replacing it with the term intellectual disability. Claiborne encouraged Kid Rock to use his platform to promote understanding and respect, saying, quote, "You have a powerful voice and the world is watching," end quote. Kid Rock has faced criticism before for using racist and homophobic slurs. Claiborne ended her letter by saying, quote, "Together we can build a world where every person is valued and respected," end quote. And that's the news for this week.
Keep on growing, and I didn't know that it could hurt so bad. Hurt so bad. Hurt so bad. All night long I'm out of driving round, every this and that away like mad. Always end up on your side of town. I didn't know that it could hurt so bad.
And you are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. I'm Vicki Nyswander, and I'm joined today by self-advocate Tavares Wesley, who is a real leader in voting efforts among people with disabilities in the state of Illinois. I'm excited to have you on the air. Welcome to the show, Tavares.
Thank you for having me.
So why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself first, introduce you, and then we'll talk about Rev Up.
Okay, that's well. I'm 38 years old, calling from the Madison area. Right now, I used to stay in Madison for like 12 years, almost. I am a self-advocate, a person with elementary disabilities. I was the former chair of a self-advocate group called the Illinois Self-Alliance. I was also a former president of a self-advocate group called Possibility Partners.
Stop for a second, Tavares. I'm having a little bit of a time. Your signal is breaking up a little bit. Are you using a speakerphone by chance?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Can you what do you have that you're using to communicate with me? You have earbuds or just your handset?
I was using the handset. I better.
Okay. Just move a little closer to your mouth then and speak up, okay?
Okay, no, I'm talking on the phone now.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let's start that introduction again. So tell me about you.
I'm 38 years old. I'm calling for the Lansing area. I was born in the Lansing area, but now I live in the Madison area. Mm-hmm. I'm a former chair of the Illinois Self-Alliance. Mm-hmm. I am a former president of the Possibility Partners that's in Chicago Heights. They was called South Star Services. Now they are called Tomo Star Services because they emerged like twice. Mm-hmm. I am a person with elemental disabilities. I am a self-advocate that loves to try to be the voice for the ones that can't really speak on how they feel, on how they feel like they've been treated. I'm the voice of trying to be for reason. I have served on like four self-advocate boards. I am current on the ARC Illinois Board of Directors. Mm-hmm. I participate in policy making, the first rebirth for the class of class one, that took like six classes. That's also a course of you go through chance weeks, learning about self-advocates, don't learn all about politics and stuff that goes on in the world, elevator pitching, all type of stuff.
Yeah, you're very well experienced, and I know I've heard your name many, many times, though we've never met officially before, so I'm really glad that you called in today. So you are involved with this organization called Rev Up. What is Rev Up?
Rev Up is, I'm involved with the Rev Up through the Arts Illinois as well. But the Rev Up is a organization that, you know, we don't try to make people to vote in like that, but we try to spread the word on, you know, what's the importance of voting and why we should take the necessary of voting. So, we're a company that tries to help others if they don't understand the meaning of vote. That's what we're for.
Yeah, so the purpose of Rev Up is it to get everybody to vote, or are you focusing specifically on people with intellectual disabilities?
I mean, of course, we would want to try to get everybody to vote as possible. You know, let's just put that out there. I mean, yes, we vote on people with elemental disabilities a little more because some of them really don't know the value of their vote and all that. But, like, why go out and, you know, try to help anybody as possible? A person with elemental disability or a person without elemental disability. You know, just to try to help people, you know, some that is not labeled as an elemental person with disabilities. They're not labeled, but they don't know, you know, or they just have no clue of. So my job, I feel like, is just to help anybody as possible.
Right.
You know, not just a person with elemental disability, even though, you know, helping them is more of a good factor if I will help anybody.
Yeah. So you're trying to get people to get involved in voting. And how do you do that? What are the best ways to get people involved?
Just tell them what's the point of their vote and all that, you know, what's the reason why they should vote. But I would never make nobody to vote, you know. I would never, you know, all you got to do is you got to threaten, you know, because people that, you know, at the end of the day, I do feel like people do have their own opinion and their own mind, their own voice, their own say-so, or if they do want to vote or not. My job is to really just to make sure that I try to get the message out on why it's important, like some of the things that we're dealing with now that shouldn't really deal with, but it is what it is. Can't go back and change the fact, oh, and we could have did this, could have did that. Okay, there's mistakes was made. Okay, let's focus on it now. You know, let's start this off to, you know, try to fix the issues on going forward. You know, try not to have a relapse of things that we are going through right now.
Right, and it's getting pretty bad out there. So the more
right.
voters
yeah,
we have, the more voters we have is going to be better, right?
Right. So that's another reason why, you know, I feel like, you know, I have to really try to, you know, help more now than ever, you know, because of, like, just said yourself, things are getting badder, you know. You know, stuff is getting cut, and we're in a government shutdown as we speak right now. We should not be in a government shutdown, you know, but it is, we're here, you know. So now it's just my job is trying to, you know, the rally as much people as I can, like I said, elementary, disability or not.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day.
Go ahead.
At the end of the day, I would never, like, really try to make somebody fit, you know. I would try to speak the value of the word of trying to help people see, mm-hmm. you know, what's the importance of it. You know? But at the end of the day, people do have their own choice.
So how were, speaking of the government shutdown, from your perspective, and you know and work with a lot of folks with disabilities, how are people feeling about that right now? Are they worried?
Of course they should be worried.
Mm-hmm.
They should be worried, you know? Like, you know, because some of them, they ain't got the proper way of get the certain stuff they get on a normal basis, or they depend on certain people to get stuff like that. Something that goes to the pantry mm-hmm. and all that. You know, now that's been shut down. You know, it's hard. Of course, they should be working. But what I would say to them, you know, just at the end of the day, just try to continue to have your head above water, you know, and just use this experience that going to impact on, to either try to vote or try to, you know, to see what's really the right thing out here, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So it is really important for people with disabilities to vote. But I know a lot of people with disabilities who don't vote. They never have before, and they're kind of scared to do it.
Yeah, some of them are scared to do it because, you know, it's a lot of ways for having it, you know, for the experience I have, you know, they can be scared because they don't know, or they can be scared because they have a guardian that would not allow them to vote, or they don't know. No.
Yeah, maybe they just haven't been keeping up with the political issues.
Yeah,
but I think that you and the people that you're working with in Rev Up really spend a lot of time helping to explain why it's important, right?
Yes, of course. You know, we have all type of, you know, meetings. We have websites go on, you know, to register to vote and all that. So we try to have, you know, certain things to, you know, just to show why it's important to vote. You know, try to see why they vote matters, you know.
Absolutely. It's so critically important. So what are the things that you do that are most successful in reaching out to people? I'm sure that you go to, like, the conferences like the Arc of Illinois and Speak Up and Speak Out, those kinds of things. What else do you do besides that?
Throughout my little career, you know, I've been out of state, you know. I've been to Alabama. I've been to Las Vegas. You know, I've been to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speak, try to get word. I mean, I'm just about voted by anything, you know. So if I'm not doing that, you know, I try to do what people love these days. You know, I don't, but, you know, I try to do it to reach out to people. You know, you got social media, even though I ain't a big fan of social media, but that's our world, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and is this it's not just Illinois then, huh? It's a national effort?
Oh, yeah, it's a national thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but Illinois have, you know, its part, you know, and, you know, the Arc Illinois have their part with the Rev Up as well. You know, and I'm actually the board of directors. I'm actually on the board of directors with the Arc as we speak right now.
And that's so important.
And, yes. And, like, I do work with the Rev Up team, too. I just got to talk to one lady before I got on here a little while ago, you know,
mm-hmm.
talk about what the
So in Illinois, how many people have Rev Up gotten to register to vote? Do you know?
I don't know the number offhand. But I could tell you about, you know, a good number. Mm-hmm.
It has been successful then in your mind.
I mean, of course, successful. So, when I was doing my Rev Up campaign, which I'm still doing, by the way, but I went to HC. You know, they wanted to come back and do like a full drive. You know, to try to get all the dead people that not to vote. They want me to come to two of their locations.
Yeah.
And I said, sure, you know, just set it up, you know, and I'll go to both locations. I help out as much as I can. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you, I didn't send you this question in advance, but it just made me think about accessibility. Is that something that Rev Up works on too?
Yeah, accessibility. Break that up real quick. So it's not clear.
Did you not hear the question?
Oh, okay. We try to work on it as much as we can. You know, the kids really just try to help out as much as they have. Even if it's not doing Rev Up hours or the grant or anything like that, if a person or a company say, hey, if you're free to come talk about voting and all that, I will do it.
I hear you. It's an important thing in your life, I think.
I mean, obviously, what's really important, I mean, just not just the Rev Up, but, you know, just to be in the atmosphere. That's important. You know, voice.
Rev Up is just a piece of what you do.
Yeah, it's just a piece of trying to, I'm going to try to spread the message anyway now, you know.
Have you always been a voter ever since you turned 21 or 18 or whatever? Or have you did you come to that later in your life?
I was a voter back in high school.
So you've been at it for a while.
But I will say that, you know, because I had a mother that she's out to politics. But I will say that, you know, really grasp it down and really know the importance of it has been laid down last. So.
Does Rev Up care whether people vote Republican or Democrat?
Our job is not to choose which party for them to vote.
That's what I thought. Yeah, it's really more about you want people to get out there and learn about the issues and vote with their heart.
Yeah, it's not the telling which. No, it's never been. Or you should vote this person, so vote that person. Now, we do have links where they can find out about the candidates and stuff like that. That's the farthest we go. But to say, oh, you should vote for this party now. I know, but what I spent was that.
Absolutely. So, what have you been the what would be the best way for our listeners who are listening to this show today to help make Rev Up more successful? What can they do?
If they want to know more about Rev Up, you know. I'll make it very simple for them. They can message me at tavarusrosa@gmail.com. tavarusrosa@gmail.com.
Okay. So they can email you there. And is there a website that people can go to learn more about Rev Up?
Yes, they email me there, and I can send the information. Or what I don't know, I can give the national website of Rev Up, or I can get them to the people I know that doing Rev Up Illinois, up the Arc Illinois. So it's more than one way to think of it.
Okay.
So, and if they want to register to vote, you know, they could go to the Rev Up website to register to vote, or, you know, they can go to their local polls when it's election day. They'll register to vote right then and there, or they can go to the Secretary of State and they can fill out a register to vote card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all good advice. So, and I think, too, that you wouldn't be opposed to maybe family members who are listening in on this program whose sons or daughters maybe have never voted before, encourage them to support their adult child to get out there and vote as well, right?
I mean, yes, to a state, but, you know, you got certain believers, so, I mean, as much they say, you know, they might not still believe the message because of what they believe and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that does vote and all that, yeah, try to curb the best way. But we do got certain believers out there that don't believe in voting and all that. At the end of the day, I mean, that's their right of choice. That's their right to feel like that. But the only thing I would suggest is that, you know, if you don't vote, you know, I mean, that's fine, that's cool, that's it. But don't be the one who wants to complain about
there you go. Absolutely. So, if you don't vote, then you have no reason to complain, right? Because it didn't help at all. Okay, well, very good. Tavares, I'm going to put that information on the Disability Beat Facebook page, and we'll put a link to the website. And if you don't mind, I'll put your email on there as well so people can be in touch with you directly. And I hope that we meet soon because you sound like a great advocate. I'm really glad you're out there fighting for people with disabilities to have a voice. It's such an important thing. So thank you for joining me today, Tavares Wesley, self-advocate, and, well, not just a self-advocate, you are an advocate. So thank you so much for being out there and doing the work that you do.
Oh, yeah, no problem. And thank you for having me on.
No problem. This and other episodes of Disability Beat are available at weft.org/public affairs. For updates and information, join our Facebook page at Disability Beat Radio. To share ideas for guests or topics, email Vicki at disabilitybeat@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in and have a great rest of your week.
No, I'll stand my ground. Dragging me down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
This hour of programming is brought to you by the listeners of WEFT and the Champaign Park District. Looking for something fun to do this weekend? The Champaign Park District's Weekend Explorer email comes out every Thursday, jam-packed with ideas, events, and programs for each upcoming weekend. Information on subscribing to the Weekend Explorer can be found at champaignparks.org.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Just a couple of other things that we have a little bit of time for. We have a new training session coming up for people who would like to possibly host